Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Now, before we all dive face first into the tins of biscuits and the boxes of chocolates and cheese and crackers and everything else over the coming weeks, it's no harm to have a look at some other food that we definitely should be eating. That's why we're doing this.
Dermot and Dave.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM. Elsa Jones is a nutritional therapist and author of the best-selling book Goodbye Sugar, and she's here with the five foods we should all be including in our diet.
Elsa, I don't mean to distract from what we're going to talk about, but Goodbye Sugar does sound like a 1970s Elton John song.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Definitely.
I'll admit it wasn't my choice for the title.
Oh, right. Okay, well, it's the one that made it into a bestseller. That's all that matters.
Well, it worked.
There you go.
Okay, so look, five foods. I love the idea of this because it's always hard to maintain a balanced diet, to feel like you're eating well, particularly in the coming weeks when people might be indulging a little bit more. So what do we need to boil it down to? What are the five foods that we can even try and include in our diet?
Okay. I think, you know, I mean, obviously an overall kind of balanced diet is key. But if you are regularly eating, you know, nutrient-dense foods, it kind of helps to balance out the less healthy foods that we eat. So I've kind of narrowed it down to foods which I kind of really rate in terms of being really nutrient-dense. So, for example, nuts and seeds, really high vitamin and mineral content. You know, we only generally eat kind of a small amount, but for the amount that we eat of nuts and seeds, they really do provide an awful lot of nutrition. So seeds, for example, in particular, so you know, the likes of flaxseed, chia, pumpkin seeds, they have a type of fiber which helps to support hormone balance, relieve constipation. It feeds the good bacteria in our gut and helps keep our cholesterol healthy. So, you know, even something simple like adding one heaped tablespoon of, let's say, ground flaxseed into your porridge or your muesli in the morning can actually have a powerful effect. It's only a small change, but it reaps good rewards.
Yeah, you mentioned portion size there. I do remember talking to a personal trainer at one point, and he was saying that, you know, somebody was saying to them that they had been training and following a diet plan or whatever, and they weren't really seeing the results. And he was like, okay, well, let's break your diet down. Show me exactly what you're eating. And then the person was effectively eating, you know, like a giant bucket full of nuts and seeds every day. And he was like, No. A palm full of nuts is what she was eating.
A palm full. Yeah, I actually think I've had this conversation with you guys myself. It's so funny you say that. It's you can't go nuts on nuts in terms of portion size. You really, really can't. Because as much as they are nutrient dense, they're also calorie dense. So basically, we're not aiming for, like, you know, a fistful or a handful. We're aiming for a palm full. So for example, that would be, let's say, about 10 almonds. But if you think about it, like, let's say as a mid-afternoon snack, a lot of us kind of, particularly this time of year, we crave maybe a cup of tea and coffee, we want to hit the biscuit tin. Whereas if you were to swap that out, let's say for, you know, a palm full of nuts, whichever one you like, what you're getting is a really good dose of plant-based protein, of fiber, healthy fats. And what that's going to do for you is give you like a really slow, steady energy release, helps to keep your blood sugar levels, you know, stable. And it really, really is effective for keeping you fuller for longer and keeping you away from the biscuit tin.
That's got to be
so
good.
I definitely think it's got to be good, yeah. So okay. I always kind of keep like a little Tupperware of nuts and seeds around.
Okay, that's number one. Number two on the top five?
Number two on the top five is raw fruit and vegetables.
I knew you were going to say that, Elsa. Oh, I knew you were going to say raw veg. The one thing I can't eat.
Okay, well, let's talk about some ways that we can try and get it into.
Okay.
At this time of year, we really tend to veer away from raw fruit and vegetables because it's cold and we want kind of hot soups and stews, and they absolutely are really nutritious as well. But the thing is, this is the very time of year that we need plenty of vitamins and antioxidants to support our immune system. So, for example, we all know vitamin C is really important to support our immune system, but it's important to know that we can't store, our body cannot store vitamin C. And when we cook vegetables, we also lose quite a bit of the vitamin C. And that's why it's so important that we top up our levels regularly with raw fruit and veg. So it's like simple things, Dave. Like, it might be just like throwing a few blueberries into your porridge or your muesli in the morning. Or let's say you were having a chicken sandwich, slice up a bit of tomato or a few, you know, peppers. you know, throwing, steaming maybe a little bit of broccoli on the side of your dinner. I really believe the trick is to just get small amounts in to every meal and snack.
Right.
Rather than trying to kind of get it all into the one meal. Do you know
would,
what I mean?
Would steamed broccoli be okay? Because you're not cooking that too much then, are you?
Exactly, you're not. But that's why it's really good to get a mix of kind of raw and cooked veg. One little tip that I often do is when I'm prepping dinner, so let's say I'm chopping up, you know, peppers and carrots and celery, I use that as a time to munch on some of the raw veg because it's out of the fridge anyway. I'm chopping, so it's the perfect time to start nibbling on the raw veg, and it's a good way of kind of getting it in, and it stops me from hitting the cheese and crackers. So, yeah.
Okay, that's some good tips there, right? That doesn't seem too difficult.
Okay, so we've got nuts and seeds, raw fruit and veg. What's next?
Now, the beans and lentils. In Ireland, we tend to really not know what to do with beans and lentils. And when I do kind of consultation work, I always give lots of kind of recipes and ideas of how to do it. And the reason is, in terms of a food, again, they really are a powerhouse of nutrition. You've got your plant-based protein, you've got high fiber. They support your gut health, your cholesterol. And what's interesting is beans and lentils, so things, for example, like, you know, chickpeas, all types of legumes, they're really rich in B vitamins and magnesium. And that is those particular nutrients are very important for mood balance and stress resistance. So particularly, again, at this time of year when many of us can feel a little bit low, they're a really good thing to include in your diet. And I should add, they're also really economical. So, for example, at the end of the month, if the budget's running low, they have such a great shelf life. So they're actually the perfect kind of lockdown food. So do you guys cook it all with beans and lentils?
Yeah, my five bean chili is world famous. It's not really, it's just people in my house like it.
Oh, it's famous in here in this studio because everybody knows when he's at it. And that's all I'm saying.
Well, actually, that leads me to a good point, Dermot. Actually, it is important. If anyone, I should say with nuts, seeds, beans, lentils, if you kind of ever struggle at all with IBS, like symptoms, bloating, wind, that kind of thing, you probably want to just keep your portion small. But so, for example, ways that I add them, I would often add red split lentils. They don't have to be soaked. I'd add those to soups. I blend them into like tomato-based sauces. So my kids, for example, half the time they don't even know they're getting lentils. But red lentils really disappear into the likes of tomato-based sauces. And even if you're new to lentils, you can do maybe a half mince, half lentil combo in a bolognese.
And you don't have to cook them beforehand, no? You just chuck them in?
Chuck them in. And for example, red split lentils only take about 15 to 20 minutes to cook. So they just cook up with your tomato-based sauce. Chickpeas and lentils also go really well with curries and dal. So I would often add chickpeas or lentils, even if I'm making a chicken curry. Or like if you want to have like, a meatless meal. A lot of us try to do meatless Mondays, whatever, do a couple of vegetarian meals a day. Lentil dals and curries. I have a nice recipe up on my website if anyone wants to try it. But even, a basic baked beans, it does actually make quite a nutritious lunch and alternative to sandwich. So I think, start small, but try and incorporate beans and lentils into your diet at least once a week, if not twice.
Okay, so we've got two left and about as many minutes. So what are the last two golden foods we should be eating?
Okay, so garlic is one of nature's most powerful medicinal foods. It's basically anti-everything. So antiviral, antifungal, antiparasitic.
Anti-vampire.
It really helps to support our natural defenses. It's a great one at this time of year. So I would say I have it probably almost most days. Great at this time because we've got our masks and we're all 2 feet away from each other. So it's probably the perfect time to actually be having plenty of garlic in winter and we're in COVID. Just a little top tip, actually. If you are using garlic cooked, a little tip is to chop or crush your garlic about 10 minutes before you cook it.
Oh.
And what this does is it allows the powerful compound allicin to fully activate before you apply heat. Then you can add it to your stir fry, or your pasta sauces, or your soup. In terms of trying to get some fresh garlic in, I would add it to hummus, guacamole, or my favourite would be for bruschetta, the tastiest way to get your garlic in.
Last night I had it in a load of butter with dough balls. And I was thinking, this is so healthy for me right now.
Yeah. That's really interesting, though, about crushing your garlic before you cook it. That's fascinating to know that, and that it will actually become healthier by leaving it sit there for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it does. It makes a difference. And I just crush it, for example, at the start. When I'm chopping veg, I just crush my garlic first.
Okay, that's really interesting. And then the last one for a salsa.
The last one is short and sweet. It is wondrous water. So simple, you'd think we'd all be doing it, but the reality is we're not. At this time of year, we tend to shy away from water. And if you find it difficult to drink cold water when it's cold out, I would say try herbal teas. Nowadays, I mean, there's just so many gorgeous herbal teas. I like ginger and lemon. Rooibos is lovely. Peppermint. Being adequately hydrated is so important to flush toxins, to support our immune system, to prevent constipation. Even your physical and your mental energy can be affected if you're not hydrated. So minimum 1 litre of pure water a day, and then you can get the second litre in with hot tea.
Okay, listen, before you go, Elsa Jones, qualified nutritional therapist and author of the best-selling book, Goodbye Sugar. Let's do some really quick-fire listener questions, okay? Now, they have to be quick, because otherwise we'll be killed, but go on. I'm on a low potassium diet, so no nuts, beans or lentils. What else can I have?
She's on a what diet? I didn't catch it.
Low potassium.
Oh, so what would, well, she needs, obviously she's, in terms of she's trying to get her fiber intake up, well, then I would say she probably needs to just be focusing more on her vegetables and her fruit, really. If she has been told that she needs to kind of limit the nuts and seeds and beans and lentils, then I think her fiber intake is going to come primarily from her fruit and veg.
Makes sense. Is it okay to put raw fruit and veg in a NutriBullet with a bit of water and chia seeds and take it as a drink?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And Gail from Kilkenny says, I had 3 mince pies for breakfast. Is that 3 of my 5 a day?
Gail, you're chancing your arm now. Come on.
She's not as bad as Enda and Ennis, who says...
I get these questions all the time. You know, there's a slice of lemon in my D&T count. Yeah.
Enda says, the 5 most important foods to any Irish person are bread roll, mayo, chicken fillet, peppers, cheese. Elsa Jones, thank you for your sound advice. It sounds like the country needs it. Elsa Jones, we will talk to you again soon. Qualified nutritional therapist and author of the best-selling book, Goodbye Sugar.
You mentioned you'd recipes on your website. What's your website again, Elsa?
It's elsajonesnutrition.ie.
Beautiful. Great.
Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.